We may have made it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On Thanksgiving Day a year ago, I was giving thanks, believe it or not, to Wall Street. Roll tape.
Thank you, Wall Street, for the reminder that the only real security in life is a functioning family and a few good friends.
Yes, the financial meltdown was still a novel story a year ago. We were just discovering how deep it went, how outrageous the gambling had become. And the whole thing sent the very message that preachers always try to send during the holiday season. The message about the fleeting nature of wealth. Nothing demonstrates the fleeting nature of wealth like seeing large parts of it disappear from your financial statement. I remember saying at the time, well, let's play it for you.
Let's give thanks for family, for neighbors, who are the only true security, and especially, let's give thanks that it's still 2008, because I hear 2009 is going to be a b-.
See, as bad as it was then, we were told that 2009 might yet bring a depression, despite the bailout. Well, 2009 hasn't brought a depression. Higher unemployment, yes, now pegged at 17%, including the people who've given up. But the ATMs still work, credit cards still work, no gas lines, no soup lines. And the economists say America is officially on the rebound. Heck, Donny Osmond won Dancing with the Stars. Which means, despite the biggest meltdown since the Great Depression, those of us younger than 80 could well get through our lives with no idea of what a real depression looks like. Because of that, there's basically zero pressure to re-regulate Wall Street and prevent the next one from happening. Something for our kids to look forward to. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.